You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into our SB Nation NFL live draft show. Pete Sweeney here. I'm the editor-in-chief over at Arrowhead Pride, also a member of the SB Nation NFL show. Want to keep it on the quarterback position. We opened the show by talking about Aaron Rodgers and this desire to go to the Denver Broncos. When you heard this news today that he was involved and there was a short list between the 49ers, the Raiders, and the Broncos, what were you thinking? How shocked were you to hear this news?
Not really shocked so much, Pete, because we've heard and seen a lot sort of through the grapevine, even some of the comments that Rodgers made after this team drafted Jordan Love in the first round a year ago. You know, he poured himself four fingers of tequila, like he said, and it certainly didn't seem like he was too excited to see a new quarterback in town. It did seem like this was a relationship that was starting to unravel out in Green Bay. And so I think what we've seen over the past couple of months now in the NFL is quarterbacks are starting to realize they have some power. We saw Russell Wilson, right? And all the comments that Russell Wilson made about sort of roster construction and making noise about potentially moving on. We saw it with Deshaun Watson before his legal situation arose. Deshaun Watson was certainly making comments about, you know, ownership and the direction of the team. And it certainly seemed like he wasn't happy with the coaching decision that was made, not bringing in Eric Bieniemy. And so it does seem like quarterbacks are realizing that, look, they have some agency. They have some power because we can't find 32 people on this planet to play quarterback at a high level. And so 100%. If you're one of the elites, you've got some juice behind you that you can sort of make some noise. And so I think Rodgers hasn't been shy about sort of talking about how he's been upset, talking about how he'd like to see this team build around him. And now it's probably reached to a point where he realizes that teams are going to want to come get him. And if the Denver Broncos are putting together what's being called a great package to go get Aaron Rodgers, you have to think he's going to be on the move at some point.
Yeah, it's something that greatly surprised me just because it's one of those players that when they wear the Packers uniform, it's really hard to see them in another uniform. I think about Brett Favre. We did this when he was retiring, right? Not retiring. Is Aaron Rodgers the next guy? Not really helping the transition, kind of disgruntled that another quarterback was brought in. It's crazy how history is repeating itself in Green Bay. But I think you can understand with the drafting of Jordan Love last year why Rodgers was disgruntled, especially when you get so close to getting to the Super Bowl. So, of course, he is going to be unhappy with how it's going. And I think you are seeing that shift in a sense to the NBA where players are starting to take control of their careers. And I think they realize just how short their careers can be in the NFL. You never know how long of a chance that you're going to get. And so let me get into a situation as soon as possible.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com. Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure, it's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.